Khawuleza. Khawuleza is a South African song. It comes from the townships, locations, reservations, whichever, near the cities of South Africa, where all the black South Africans live. The children shout from the streets as they see police cars coming to raid their homes for one thing or another. They say, Khawuleza, Mama, which simply means, hurry, Mama, please, please don't let them catch you. Khawuleza, Mama, Khawuleza, Mama, Khawuleza, Mama, Khawuleza, Mama, Khawuleza, Mama, sheshi sabo.
Miriam Makeba, what had the situation been for you as an entertainer if you had still been living in South Africa?
Well, I don't think there would have come anything out of it. And that's one of the reasons that I left South Africa, because there was just no scope for me as a black entertainer, in that there are places which are reserved only for whites and white entertainers. For instance, for many years we were not allowed to drink, and therefore we were not allowed to perform in nightclubs where liquor was being served. And those nightclubs were only open to white South Africans and not to the black people. And for a time there, we could perform in the theaters, but in 1958, the government passed a new law that no Africans could perform in the cities, in any of the city halls, and so forth. And that's why I left in 1959.
I guess that in a country where so many people have been oppressed for such a long time, there must exist music that is especially was born because of that, against the...
Oh, yes, we have many so-called protest songs and revolutionary songs, which are banned, by the way, now in South Africa. Many we used to sing in schools, for instance. There's one called Hayusizi Lo Mtomnyama. And this song used to be performed in Eisted Forts in schools, where schools used to compete. Mm. But now it's illegal to sing that song. And many of the songs have been banned off the radios and all the radio stations in South Africa. And also record shops are not allowed to sell the records. My records, for instance, have been banned since 1962. In South Africa, they don't sell them anymore. People who have them just have to play them privately and hope that nobody that shouldn't hear them hears them. And even though they are banned, but there are some people who still sing them somehow, somewhere. And I sing some of them, but I find it difficult rather to sing these kind of songs when I'm working in places like Burns, for instance, and also even in concerts, because I usually find that when people pay to come and hear an entertainer, they usually don't want to be reminded of the ugly things in this world. They get away to come and enjoy themselves, and I usually feel I shouldn't hit them on the head with the hammer. So I always try to inject a little message here and there, subtly if I can, because not everybody feels the same way that I do.
Oh, yeah.